This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Aurora police engage in racist policing. That's according to a report from the state. It finds officers disproportionately stop, arrest, and use force against Black people in the city. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser ordered the investigation into the department.
These actions are unacceptable. They hurt the people that law enforcement is entrusted to protect, and they destroy community trust.
Weiser's office also found many other faults with the way Aurora officers are trained and use force. He's seeking agreement from Aurora to implement a wide range of reforms to its police and fire departments, but he expects the changes to take time. Colorado business leaders are getting ready for President Biden's vaccine mandate for companies with at least 100 workers to take effect. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The details of Biden's plan are still being finalized. The Boulder Chamber of Commerce says response from its members has been mostly positive. A federal mandate provides a legal framework, so companies don't have to worry about it. But other business organizations are less enthusiastic. The Denver Chamber of Commerce says it supports a local approach for businesses wrestling with the question of whether to mandate vaccines. Colorado Public Radio will be subject to the president's vaccine mandate. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
People in El Paso County could soon see more affordable housing in the northern part of the county. The Gazette reports county commissioners have approved a plan to rezone 20 acres south of Palmer Lake. The development passed unanimously, though not without controversy. Opponents say the zoning change is inconsistent with other nearby locations. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.